Hi, I'm Emmy, and I'm in Brisbane, in sunny Queensland, in Australia.
Well, my name is Alia Mahmoud, and I'm the director of the Microsoft Innovation Center in Tunis, in Tunisia.
My name is Matthew McGinn. I live in Miami, and I work at VentureHive and manage the Innovation Center in VentureHive.
So at the Microsoft Innovation Center, I've been working now there for, like I said, 2.5 years. I'm also with Microsoft working on citizenship. So I work with lots of different communities. So, and I work with startups, I work with students, I work with developers, and we also work a lot with civil society, NGOs, and lots of different kinds of partners, public sector, private sector, university, and civil society. And so my job is very diverse.
I guess my second day, I flew down to Adelaide to actually experience the launch of our sister center in Adelaide, which is really fantastic to see. It was great to network and mix with a lot of the team down there. And so since then, the role has been all about, you know, learning the ropes of being a Microsoft employee, but then also, I guess, building a strategy for how I want the MIC to look and moving forward, how we collaborate with our partners and all of our target audiences that we're working with.
In our MIC, we're starting a hardware, IoT, wearables, drones, and business building lab for the community, which will be great. It's kicking off tomorrow, actually, so we're very excited for that.
I guess at the moment, MICs aren't as recognized in the community as really the core point of innovation within the city. I'd really love a year from now for the Innovation Center to be recognized as a place to come, not just for Microsoft technology, but for people to be able to really thrive and develop whatever crazy ideas they have.
At the MIC in Tunisia, we're not focused on a specific vertical, but we do focus on technology, and we try to identify the most innovative startups.
I would like to see our hardware program have been successful building a community around the hardware makers in Miami. I think locally that's a big problem. There's segmentation in the community, and I would like to be the one to bridge that and kind of build that community. That would be my biggest goal for the next year.
At the moment, we are about to launch our cohort, which is our founder training program. We're hoping to run that as a 12-week pre-accelerator, and we've already had some really great interest from startups that want to keep all of their details confidential so that they can, you know, really get ready for a launch. So a couple of them are looking at developing with games and a lot of the Microsoft technology that come out of the BizSpark program.
I would say startups is what we do best. And we have been able to become a critical partner in the entrepreneurial ecosystem for people who really want to do next level technology startups. We've almost become unavoidable, where if you want to be part of this realm, you kind of have to go to see Microsoft. And so it's a good feeling to see that over the years we've been able to establish ourselves as a true partner and platform for technology startups.